This is a Sea Jasmine podcast, and I'm Augusto Vaglio from the Nephrology Unit of the Mayo Children's Hospital in Florence and the University of Florence. I will present a study on long-term outcome of ANCA-associated kidney vasculitis with onset in childhood. ANCA-associated vasculitis is systemic small vessel vasculitis that includes granulomatosis with polyangiitis and microscopic polyangiitis. These are rare conditions, mainly arise in adults, and frequently affect the kidney, often leading to advanced CKD or kidney failure. ANCA-associated kidney vasculitis is extremely rare in children, and the studies performed so far are limited by small sample size and short-term follow-up. To bridge this gap, we conducted a multicenter retrospective study, which included 11 Italian and 1 Canadian referral centers, and were able to collect the clinical, laboratory, and histological findings of 85 children with kidney biopsy proven ANCA-associated vasculitis. This is the largest series of pediatric patients with a kidney biopsy proven diagnosis ever reported. The study cohort comprised 53 patients with microscopic polyangiitis and 32 with granulomatosis with polyangiitis. Their patterns of organ involvement were strikingly similar to those observed in adults. For example, granulomatous lesions affecting the respiratory tract were much more frequent in granulomatosis with polyangiitis, while kidney involvement tended to be more severe in microscopic polyangiitis, as demonstrated by the lower eGFR and the higher proportion of patients on kidney replacement therapy in this group. One significant difference with adults was evident: the almost complete absence of peripheral neuropathy. Kidney manifestations at disease onset were often severe. The most common syndrome was rapidly progressive glomerulonephritis, which occurred in almost 40% of the cases. One-third of the patients had nephrotic range proteinuria, half of them had hypertension, and 13% required kidney replacement therapy or radio disease presentation. In line with this phenotype, kidney biopsies showed in most cases a crescentic pattern, as in adults, 15% of biopsies had a sclerotic pattern. This suggests that ANCA-associated vasculitis per se may be the major determinant of sclerotic kidney lesions. Most of our patients received induction therapy with cyclophosphamide and glucocorticoids. Despite these, 29% of them developed kidney failure. The patients that reached kidney failure did so very early. In this subgroup, the median time from disease onset to kidney failure was just 1 month. A similar temporal profile was observed for patients who developed advanced CKD. The study had a long follow-up. In the whole cohort, the median time to last follow-up of kidney failure was 35 months, while it was 73 months among the patients who remained kidney failure-free. We next explored which factors could predict a poor kidney outcome. We conducted an unadjusted logistic regression analysis, which showed that baseline eGFR, hypertension, central nervous system complications, and a low serum albumin were associated with a shorter kidney survival. This was in line also with the observation that patients with a sclerotic pattern on kidney biopsy had a poorer kidney survival than those with focal or mixed patterns, while those with a crescentic histology had an intermediate prognosis. The sclerotic pattern had a strong prognostic impact. However, none of these factors emerged as an independent predictor at the multivariable analysis. To conclude, our study shows that ANCA-associated vasculitis in children has a clinical and histological phenotype that is similar to that observed in adults. Kidney involvement is often severe, and approximately one-third of the patients develop kidney failure. A severe kidney presentation and a sclerotic pattern on kidney biopsy are associated with a poor kidney survival.
This podcast is copyrighted by the American Society of Nephrology. All rights reserved. All content in this podcast is for informational purposes only and is not intended to be medical advice. This podcast should not be used in a medical emergency or for the diagnosis or treatment of any medical condition. Please consult your doctor or other qualified healthcare provider if you have any questions about any medical condition, or before taking any drug, changing your diet, or commencing or discontinuing any course of treatment. Thank you for listening to this podcast from the American Society of Nephrology.